What's going on, everybody, and welcome back into I Don't Know Gym. We have a very special episode planned for you guys. We know it's been a little while, been a couple of months. We've kind of just taken a small break from football, as fantastic as it is. Needed some time to digest another Chiefs Super Bowl victory. And with that, we are on the doorstep of the NFL draft coming up here on Thursday night. So the first thing I'll do, Alex, I'll welcome you in. We have a special guest in waiting, but how have you been, sir? The people have been waiting to hear from you. You know, the last we heard from you was after that tough Ravens L.
Yeah, thanks for the warm welcome. I'm glad I get the secondary introduction here prior to this special guest. Yeah, I guess you're right. The last time you saw me was post-Ravens L, at least on this show, that is. Not great. Still hurts a lot. I really felt like, you know, if there was a year to do it, it was this year. Those windows are small, man. We'll probably get more into depleting window teams as we get closer to the next season. First one that comes to mind is probably like the Bills. But yeah, those windows are small, and if you don't make the most of it, you're going to get hurt. It's going to hurt a lot. Tough luck for the birds, man. But fresh start. New year starts in April every year. Draft baby. Right. I'll let you introduce our specialist.
Yeah. So, thank you, Alex. Good to see you on the show again. We've got a recurring guest, a fan favorite. He was our guest on our most listened to episode all time. That's right. The I Don't Know Gym show has been going for 2 years. This man draws the people in. He's back again. Dominic, our draft expert, welcome into the show. How are you doing, my friend?
Good, good. Thanks for having me. I'm just excited for another year of the draft.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just dig right into it then, man. We're happy to have you on the show. You know, me and Alex, we're football guys, but we're not exactly draft connoisseurs. We keep up with it, but that's why we bring you in. You're like our Pawn Stars expert. We bring you in on the stuff that we don't know the most about.
They're different beasts. One's, you know, one's the recruiting and analyzing of players and player development, and one's just, man, they know ball. I guess you could argue that knowing, like, doing well in the draft preview is the ultimate knowing of ball. So it's a big compliment to you, Dominic. You are the ball knower, connoisseur. People clearly understand that with their listens. They see your name, they come, and they flock like sheep.
Got that right. Ball knower supreme right there. Last year, he did call Keon White as a guy to watch. The Patriots ended up taking him, I believe, in the third round. So, Dominic, why don't you walk us through your big board, your top 10, and give us a couple of guys that you think, I know it doesn't exist, but they're, you can't miss on them. These guys need to be top 10 picks.
Top 10 picks? Okay. Well, if I'm looking at my top 10 here, I know he slid a little bit during the year. They said, oh, he could be the first quarterback taken. Oh, he'll definitely be the second quarterback taken. Now people are arguing where he's even going to go in the draft. That's Drake May. He had a great year 2 years ago when he had some elite wide receivers. They're in the league now, Josh Downs. Last year, I mean, UNC wasn't the best. They didn't have the best players. He still did amazing. The only thing I think he needs to work on is watching some of his turnovers, but I think he'll develop into a great quarterback. I think he's less of a danger than Caleb Williams, Jalen Daniels, obviously J.J. McCarthy, there's questions on. But if I were to take one quarterback in this draft, it would be Drake May.
Wow.
He's my QB1.
He's not your one?
No, he is my one.
Oh, wow. Damn. Wow. That is hot, Dominic. He has been getting smeared pretty recently.
I don't understand it. I mean, if you gave him the weapons that Caleb Williams or some of these other teams had, he would have lit up the board. But, I mean, I think he has all the skill sets. He shows it on the field.
Wow.
Does he have the intangibles?
Yeah, intangibles.
Oh, I love a good intangibles read on a guy in the draft process.
It's always when it gets to draft season, you see someone like, I like J.J. McCarthy. I think he'll develop after a few years. I'm not saying he should be one of the first three quarterbacks taken here. But I think after a few years he'll develop. But I mean, during like the process, they show you a video of a quarterback throwing it to a receiver deep with no one covering him, and they're like, "Oh my God, he's amazing." No, just you watch the games, and Drake May was great during the games. That's my feeling on him.
I'm
That's
not sure if
right.
it's an official term yet, but I believe some people are referring to that as the Zach Wilson effect.
No, I would like that. That's a
Where
good name for it.
you throw a crazy deep bomb at a pro day and GMs fall for it. I don't know how it happens. These are
That's
high-paid individuals that get paid to draft these players.
We're all human, right, man?
the 40-yard dash. There's a one of the defensive backs, my second favorite defensive back, Nate Wiggins out of Clemson. He kind of people loved him coming out, and then his 40-yard was a little slower than people would have wanted. But if you just watch the film here, you just watch the film. It doesn't matter if you are running a slower 40-yard dash time. He was covering everyone. He's physical. He's all over the field. That it's kind of like you said, the Zach Wilson effect, except for like the 40-yard dash.
This guy watches the tape. That's some great analysis so far, Dominic. You're scaring me as a, I have to admit, as like a draft, casual, I'll call myself that, football diehard. Everything I've seen and heard has been anti-Drake May and anti-JJ McCarthy. And to be completely honest with you, if the Patriots leave Thursday night with either of them as their quarterback, I do think I'm going to be a little disappointed. Now, JJ McCarthy, my feeling on him is I never watched him throw the ball. Drake May, I'm going to be open to because I really don't know too much about him. So I'm going to take your analysis there as my feeling. I'm going to give him a chance. But with JJ McCarthy, it gives me that Mac Jones feeling that I had a couple of years ago. This guy does not have what it takes to be a pro. I did not watch JJ McCarthy drop back and pass 40 times in a game. I just don't know if I can trust him. But you're the expert, so I'm going to believe you and I'll keep us moving here. How about the receivers? A lot of people, going into the draft had Marvin Harrison Jr. as the consensus one. Do you agree with that? Or do you think a guy like Malik Nabers, Roma Dunze, they should be talked about as the wide receiver one?
This wide receiver class is insane. If you didn't have Marvin Harrison, he's a generational talent, so he's my wide receiver one. But if he wasn't in this draft, you could have Neighbors, you could have Rome. I mean, you could even have Mitchell or Thomas be a wide receiver one in many of the other draft classes. That's how deep it is.
Well, okay. Yeah, I mean, I know that everybody loves to talk about it. And I personally, and I guess we're getting into mocks here a little bit, I want to see the Patriots get out and get a weapon and then get a quarterback like a Michael Penix. I do expect there to be movement as far as trades go. So what do you see happening on Thursday night? Who's making the big move? Who's making the unexpected move? And what team is going to play a surprise role in this process, because everybody does it. Once a year, a team does it. The Texans did it last year, the Eagles the year before that. Who do you think is going to be that team?
So obviously there's a couple that are everyone's expecting, Minnesota and the Broncos. Here's the thing, the Broncos, they could draft any position this draft. Their team is terrible. I think they if anything they should trade back to acquire more picks, but I mean, who's there going to be their quarterback? So I could see them moving up. I think here's the thing. If you're going to move up, you're going to have to give a lot more to get number three from the Patriots than to move up for four, five, or six to get JJ McCarthy, because you want one of those top three, because there's a drop off from the top three to QB4. But one of the teams that I think I could see making the move is the Raiders.
Interesting. The Raiders. Now, Cliff Kingsbury was their OC for like an hour and then he backed out. Now it's Luke Getsy, right? Am I correct? Yeah. So interesting landing spot, especially if you are a more mobile guy. I don't imagine Jaden Daniels would be available at that point.
I heard they might try to make a move to two, but I don't think the Commanders are gonna It's tough seeing what the Commanders want to do. I mean, I could see it if they give up enough.
Man, I don't know. It seems
Don't
like
think
they're
they're gonna
trying.
budge. I just don't think the Commanders are gonna budge. I think they're in a franchise QB or bust spot here this year. That organization needs a fresh reset. They need a new guy, a new face to be the face of the franchise. I get it. You could get a haul, and obviously we're not the ones picking up the phones and offering picks X, Y, and Z, but I'd find it hard to see the Commanders move out of that two spot.
They're trying to make it so that the consensus number two doesn't want to play there. You take the boys to
Okay.
Topgolf instead of having everybody on an individual visit. That was ridiculous. And I don't know if you guys listened to any of the interviews that they did with some of the members of the front office in Washington after the fact. It was like an alpha test. Like somebody's personality was this and that. And we wanted to see who people gravitated towards. Like, this guy, yeah, he's going to be the face of your franchise, but he's a quarterback. You got to get him in there and see if he understands coverages and blitzes and, protections. Like, who cares if he's a chiller at Topgolf? Unbelievable strategy, in my opinion.
I mean, it is Washington, so
Yeah, I
you two have
mean,
clearly never watched Draft Day. It's apparent. Do you know how
I
important it
have.
is to know if your franchise QB had his teammates show up to his birthday
They
party?
didn't. Bo
Get it.
Callahan.
I like this move out of the Washington Commanders. You got to know if your franchise QB is a chiller, if he can hang, if he can lead. Great plays. Great play.
Right. Interesting take there. Alex, I guess my next question is for you. With the Ravens doing so well last season, they've got a high pick. Or sorry, low pick, I guess. I
Yeah,
don't
that's
know.
always the
It
worst part.
always gets confusing. What are you looking for them to add here? Because this is a team that's pretty damn complete all across the board.
Obviously, fresh first, like first instinct would be if possible, love to get some to help on that O-line. A lot of departures this year. And it's early off season on that O-line for the Ravens. So anytime you can bolster that up, I think that's a good play. But I'm also a fan of the Ravens' way of best available, man. A lot of these times there's a guy that kind of just slips a little farther than you think he will. And you want good football players on your team. Any guy that's going in the first round, especially any guy that's slipping a little further than you think he should. You're probably gonna, nail that, not nail that pick necessarily, but look at the recent track record. It's quite good for the Baltimore Ravens. What do we got? We got, geez, why am I blanking on my wide
This guy
receiver's
really
name
knows his team.
here? The only name coming to mind was Hollywood Brown. Not Hollywood Brown, geez. Zay
Hamilton.
Flowers last year. Goodness gracious. Kyle Hamilton the year before.
Your center.
Yep. another great pick. And then you had like Marlon Humphrey a couple years prior. Like these are good players, best available. I love it. I support it, especially later in the round. The fun part of this draft is that top 10 with the flashy names, but there are some good players that will be available at the back half of this first round on Thursday.
That's right. Definitely is important to remember that a lot of these guys are essentially lottery tickets. You have no idea what you're getting. I mean, only a handful of them end up working out. The other guys, maybe they play a year, maybe they play a couple.
Maybe they're even just rotational,
Maybe they're what?
like rotational players that only see the field half the time.
Yeah, exactly. So Dominic, back to you with the expert question here. If I'm putting this together correctly, I would see you mocking Drake May to the Patriots at three.
Yes.
What else do they need to do in this draft to put themselves and Drake May in a position to win now that you have a young franchise quarterback?
They need, I'd say, a wide receiver that can really spread the field a little bit, but they also need O-line help. People like to say, oh, the Patriots were a terrible play from Mac Jones, which I mean, it was subpar last year, but the O-line did not help them at all.
No, I mean that's what I'm talking about. So where do you see them going with that second round pick? Do you see them moving back into the first round or sitting at the top of the second and then swooping in and taking a tackle or using that pick on a receiver or maybe even trading down and getting more picks?
So I have Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma. He's an offensive tackle. I have him mocked to the Ravens right now at 29. But I could see him slipping to the second. He's a very 6'7". I wouldn't say he's a project, but obviously he's not going to be a top 10 tackle that you just plug and play. But I think he'll be very good. I think Ladd McConkey out of Georgia,
Yeah,
he's
he
more of a
fits the
slot
bill.
receiver. What?
He fits the bill.
Yeah, I mean, he's a slot receiver, but I mean, kind of what I don't want to say Patriots way because we got a new coach now, but I could see him with Ricky Parcell out of Florida, wide receiver.
Man, you're just naming off wide receivers that the Patriots can draft.
I like him.
Unbelievable. This
He's
is
my number
why we
10
bring you
receiver.
in. This is why we bring you in.
He's my number 10 receiver, that's why. But I
Yeah.
mean, I think it's 50-50 right now on Patriots even go quarterback or if they trade down.
Yeah, my personal opinion is, and I guess I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this one. I would like a trade down, whether that be with Minnesota or somebody else. I would find it appropriate if they included Justin Jefferson. If they wanted to give us Jefferson in 23.
Jesus Christ.
Why are you laughing, dude? Jefferson in 23 is fair for three.
I know, it's just so funny to hear you go like, oh yeah, like my ideal situation here would be to walk out of
Can you
the
let me? Dude, last year
I know, I
sucked
know. Just
so.
my ideal situation is I want to walk out of here with Justin Jefferson. Like,
Oh, what
of
I'm
course that'd
saying
be
is
great.
last year was so miserable. If they could finagle a way to get Jefferson, go down to 23, and Penix is still on the board, that's what I want. Is that going to happen? I doubt it. Could they trade out of three and get 11 and 23 and end up drafting Penix at 11 and then Brian Thomas at 23? Absolutely. Would I be happy? Sure. I just think that that's what they got to do. I don't know if they're going to trade the pick, but I can tell you if we walk away with JJ McCarthy, I'm going to really question my fandomship heading into next year. The Jordan Love jersey will be on express shipping. That's what I've got to say. It's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough to really support them.
Yeah,
I think
I
that's fair.
like Penix,
Go ahead,
but
Doc. I was just saying, I
I
think
like
that's a fair.
Penix, but I think we'd have to, if we trade down, it'd have to be with like Minnesota or someone because I don't see him going past 13 to the Raiders or even 12 up to the Broncos. The Broncos right now, they want to move up. They got Zach Wilson. They might have the worst quarterback room I've seen in a while. They need to get someone, or Sean Payton's going to be out of there year two.
That would be insane. Alex, do you have something to say?
No, not really. I was just saying I agree with you about Patriots wise. If the JJ McCarthy pick would be very disappointing. I'm in agreement. Again, we don't know. Maybe we're casual ball knowers when it comes to the draft. I really do not think JJ McCarthy is going to translate well to the pros. One thing I think I at least have like a somewhat decent understanding of is like college sports and professional sports are different. You see it in like college basketball. There are studs in CBB that do not translate to the NBA game just because these are actual grown men. They're bigger, stronger, more physical. They're different styles of play. And obviously football and basketball are different sports here, but again, like you see these mobile quarterbacks like really tear it up in, college football. Don't always work that well in the pros. It's a different sport. You need to. I like a pocket passing QB myself. Obviously you have your Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, superhuman athletes that can get away with that stuff. But I just don't see it with JJ McCarthy. I don't, and I would be very disappointed if I was a Patriots fan, and that first round pick is JJ McCarthy, and maybe that's it. That would suck.
I'll be in shambles. I'm telling you, I will not be okay that whole next like week.
He needs to go to a team that he can literally sit behind someone for a year and a half. Which is terrible to say because he's going to go so high, but he needs to go to the right team or he's going to bust.
Yeah, I mean, same goes for a lot of these guys. I think it's funny that when people talk about McCarthy, they say, you know, he just needs a good offensive line with a strong running game and weapons.
Dude,
Okay,
that'd
well,
be something.
so does any
Yeah,
quarterback, and that doesn't exist in the league. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
you just put him in the most ideal situation.
yes.
He's gonna be a stud.
Like, come on now. Like, that's where I have a problem with the whole McCarthy discourse.
It's all, I mean, it's kind of like the Broncos. Like I said, their team's terrible. So if they move up to like three and take Drake May or Jaden Daniels, whichever one's available, who knows if they're even going to be successful? Because I mean, the Broncos have terrible O-line. They just trade away Jerry Jeudy. It's kind of like at this point, I have right now the Broncos at 12 taking Terrion Arnold, cornerback from Alabama. I think he's the best cornerback in the draft. And then I have them trading back up to 31 to get Bo Nix. Because I mean, is he a first round quarterback? No, I got him as a second round QB. But at the same time, you need a QB in that room other than Zach Wilson. And if you move up to 31, you get the fifth year option. So I mean, if he does turn out, you get that fifth year option. You're not going to give up too much.
No, that
But
makes sense. That's why the Ravens moved back into the first round to get Lamar Jackson. They wanted that extra year of control.
yep.
See that happen a lot. So I guess you want to just run us through your mock then, and maybe, you know, you have to go too in depth, but touch on it.
I can go through all the picks and just basically go down quickly. So Chicago, Caleb Williams. Everyone sees him as generational. I have some concerns with him, kind of with
Why? Wait, why?
when he played better teams, his percentage of completion went down to almost 53%.
Okay, good. No issues with the nail painting?
No.
Okay.
I'm
All right.
talking about his on-field reading
All
and
right.
clutch.
All right. There we go. That's why you're here. All
We're pro painted nails on the I Don't Know Jim
right.
podcast. If that hurts your feelings, you're a snowflake. Oh, that's going to divide some audiences. Maybe we'll cut that one. We love everyone here. We love everything.
Two Commanders, Jaden Daniels. I think it's a toss up. I think they could go Drake May. I know there's been a lot of flipping and flopping, but I mean, Jaden Daniels, dual threat, sometimes doesn't pan out. Sometimes you run too much, you get hurt. I don't have any concerns about him running too much because he's more of a, he can throw the ball. He doesn't have to rely on his feet. So that's why I think he'll go number two. Three Patriots. If they don't trade out, I think they're going to go Drake May. Mayo was at his pro day recently. I think he's someone that fits the bill for the Patriots, can come in, and I don't know if he'll start right
Fits the
away
bill, white
week
guy. Sorry, I had to do
one.
that. Sorry.
I think he could start week 4 or 5, but I don't think there's any pressure on bringing him in right away. For the Cardinals, I mean, Kyler Murray's been banged up, but he also needs weapons. You got a generational wide receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr. No thought here. Unless you get a really crazy draft package for someone to move up for a quarterback, I would just stay at 4 and take Harrison. 5, I have the Vikings trading up, sending the house to get JJ McCarthy. But I think the one thing is, I know they only have Sam Darnold. I could see them sucking for a year and rolling with Darnold, kind of getting McCarthy where he needs to be. 6, I got them the Giants, Rome Odunze. I think he's the second best wide receiver. Like I said, I think the top 4 or 5 could all be wide receiver ones in any other draft class. So I have no problem here. I think he stretches the field for him. And I mean, Daniels, come on. But I mean, I don't think they're going to move up for a quarterback. I think instead they go wide receiver. So even if they do need a quarterback the following year, they at least have some weapons in their stash. 7, Titans, Joe Alt, offensive tackle out of Notre Dame. I think he's my number one player in this draft. I think he's the safest. I think he's going to be a good tackle either right or left, and that's really what the Titans need right now. 8, Falcons. They could go corner here. I think it's just a little early for it. So they instead go Dallas Turner, edge from Alabama. I think he'll be the best edge rusher out of this draft. I don't know right away. I think he's going to develop a little, but I think overall you get the highest ceiling. Nine Bears, Malik Nabers. If you're going to get Caleb Williams, you got to build some weapons here. I know
Sheesh.
they had a few during the offseason, but I think they still got to keep building away at that wide receiver corps.
Wow, that would be something else.
I mean, the 10, the Jets pick at 10. The pick I have him taking is Brock Bowers, tight end out of Georgia. He's someone who got lost in the draft talk because, I mean, he's a beast, but I mean, just position-wise, no one other than the Jets top 10 really need a tight end over some of these other positions. So if Jets can get a tight end at 10, such as Bowers, I think their offense is going to look very well, especially with Rodgers coming back. Could be scary. 11, this is where I had the Chargers trading down. I think the Chargers could have gone wide receiver at 5. It's just a little early, so instead at 11, I have him going J.C. Latton, offensive tackle, Alabama. He's my second offensive tackle. He comes off the board, fills a need for him. 12, Broncos. Like I was telling you, I have the number one corner, Terrion Arnold, out of Alabama, coming off the board here. I think they need a lot of help. Patrick Surtain, that's a name coming up in trade talk, so they need a cornerback even if they
They
keep
just
him.
picked up his option, so you're right.
Yeah, so I mean, there's trade talks. I mean, I don't know, even they still need depth at that position because it's only Surtain anyway. 13 Raiders. I talked about them maybe moving up, but I have them staying here and going Penix Jr. I liked what he said recently because I think he might be my QB4 if it wasn't for all the injuries, ACL injuries.
I'm
And
a big Penix guy.
I like that he said, you know, I've weathered the storm. You see how I come back after an injury, which I like, but I mean, there's still those red flags when you have ACL injuries in both knees.
Yeah.
But I think Thursday he'll definitely go top 15. Definitely gonna be. I could see him going before JJ McCarthy. There's a lot of hype for McCarthy. I could see Penix sneaking above.
There's some crazy talk. I'm seeing he could go top three. There's a lot of
Penix, I don't know about top three.
stuff I've seen. I'm
Talking
telling you,
Penix
man.
or McCarthy?
Huh?
Are you saying Penix or
Penix.
McCarthy? Oh,
Penix. And the fact that there's more discourse around McCarthy going top three makes my head spin. I don't understand.
yeah, that's the smoke screen, I swear.
I don't get it. Dominic, I'm going to let you keep going. I think we'll cut you off at 15 and just chatter about
Yeah, no,
general
I'll finish
draft
it
thoughts, but
anyway.
this is amazing stuff.
Saints could go a few ways, but I think their O-line needs some help. And Tolusi Fuaga, offensive tackle, Oregon
Is
State, that's the bill.
that a team that you could see making a move for a quarterback?
Maybe, but they're another team that I think they need other positions too. I think you just roll with what you have, and if it doesn't work out this year, you're in a good position to take a quarterback next year, and you already have your other needs filled, but they could be a sleeper. 15, I think the Colts could go O-line, but ultimately, I think you need more weapons for Anthony Richardson. So I have them going to Donnie Mitchell, wide receiver from Texas. 6'4", he's got speed. He'll spread the field, help out Josh Downs and obviously Michael Pittman Jr. I think that offense could really use a boost from a Mitchell deep down the field.
Interesting. One of my guy that I was talking to pretty recently, he's a Colts fan. He's telling me they got to go corner. Telling me the Colts got to go corner. He was happy with their receivers. I was a little surprised, but you know what? He's a diehard Colts fan. He's telling me they got to go receiver or not. Or yeah, they got to go corner, not receiver.
No, I can see that too.
No, but
I
I
thought
like your
maybe.
take.
I mean, I think personally, I think Richardson needs more weapons if you want to build a young quarterback's confidence. But
Perfect. All right. Well, Dominic, thank you for your top 15 breakdown. A couple more questions here for you. So, who's a guy that we did this last year? Who's a guy that's maybe not getting the attention that we should keep an eye out for on both sides of the ball, offense and defense, that when we hear their name picked, we're going to go, ooh, like it's the third round. Dominic likes this guy. I kind of like this pick. Can you give me a name like that? You gave me Keon White last year and it landed for the Patriots. So.
I'm gonna go offense and defense, like you said. Offense, people are like, oh, he's not gonna pan out in the NFL. All this. Oh, he was only good in college. Blake Corum, running back, Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Think he's shifty enough. I don't think he's gonna be an every down back, but I mean, in the NFL nowadays, there's rarely many every down backs. They're kind of shuffling them. They're running two or three running backs. I think he could fit some of these teams' needs.
Excellent. Now, how about on the defensive side of the ball?
Defense? There's a lot, but I mean, I don't think there's not gonna, I don't think there'll be a linebacker that goes night one. The linebacker group this year, they're good, but they're not great for like a day one. But my linebacker one, I think he'll probably go round two. If not round three, is Peyton Wilson, linebacker of NC State. He's just all over the field making tackles. I think if a team later in the first round took him, people are going to say, oh my God, why would you take a linebacker this draft? That's terrible. I wouldn't have a problem with it. I think he's going to be great in the NFL.
6'4", 233, looks like a large man.
You
He's
can line
all
up here.
that.
That's a big boy.
Right, Dominic. Well, thank you. That's excellent. I love getting the sleeper picks from you because whenever that name gets called,
Ooh.
what? That's the guy. That's the
I
guy.
mean, last year when I gave you Keon White, when I heard it called, I got a text Patrick.
That was an unbelievable, unbelievable snipe.
Hopefully he's picks up a little more this year, but I mean,
Yeah, he's all right. He's a second year player now, so
yeah.
he'll be okay. But Dominic, phenomenal. Thank you for coming on and giving us your draft expertise. And with that comes a special announcement for those loyal listeners who have decided to gut it all the way through in this episode and have a particular interest in the NFL draft. So if you're listening right now, you can head over to the I Don't Know Gym Instagram page, click in our bio. There are two links there. One is to our show. The second is to a Google Forms, and that will bring you to a form, and it's going to ask you to lay out the top 10 picks. And the way the contest works is we're giving away three shirts. If you are one of the three people who picked the most correct at that pick number, it's not about what team takes them. It's about if number three overall is that person, you get it. Not about the Patriots or the Vikings. If you get the most, and then the second most, third most, you will be walking away with an exclusive I Don't Know Jim podcast t-shirt.
Woo, yeah.
For
Woo.
the
How
first,
many shirts are available, Pat?
there are three shirts available, Jim, for this giveaway. And the deadline is 8 o'clock on Thursday. The second Roger Goodell walks up to that podium, I do not want to see your Google form. I will throw it away and I will block you on Instagram. I don't want to see it.
I'm checking right now. It is in our bio for our tech not savvy individuals. Maybe it's me. I have a really old phone at this point, so maybe it's just I have to click the there's the podcast link, and then you have to press and one more, and then it'll pop up the link. Perhaps those newer model phones have a larger screen. My ex, I have to press on the and one more link, so
And
just
one.
it's there. And one.
Yeah, so Dominic, I actually fully expect you to enter that too. And I
Ah,
appreciate
there might only actually be two shirts available if Dominic's participating in this. And he just read you his whole big board, so he's.
actually, yeah, no, if you pick Dominic's big board, you're disqualified.
Yeah, I like that rule. No,
If I see any duplicates, you're gone. I'm sorry. And if Dominic, if you nail it, I don't know, you'll get something special, but it'll
we'll
be
figure it
off
out. I don't
camera.
know Jim Hunt.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, maybe. You see this flag? We can get some more flags for you. Looks like you got a big empty wall behind you.
That's facts, though.
It looked good. Who
That could
knows?
crap
I don't
all
know
day.
if the lady would be about it,
I think I'll do
she won't have to be. She don't have to learn.
that. Oh. All right. Well, wonderful. I really do hope that people engage with that. I am not gonna make an announcement on Instagram. I am gonna post, a little story with our thing in a teaser, like listen all the way to the end for a surprise. So I'm gonna make it as blatantly obvious as possible without making it that obvious. And it's gonna tell us who the true listeners are. And I'm sorry if you're a true listener and you just don't know what the draft is and you're gonna put in names of people that you just made up. I'm sorry, but we're looking for the ball
I
knowers out
mean,
there. We're looking for the
Pat,
listeners.
Google's a free resource, you know.
Exactly.
I hope our listeners could just search up someone's big board and make some educated guesses.
We're looking.
Oh, I was gonna say you automatically get one right. Caleb Williams, come on, that's a slam dunk. So you got one out of one. You just got to do a little research and go with what you think.
That's right. And we will not be counting any entries that have zero correct. If you get zero correct, you will also be out. Just because you entered doesn't mean you can win in the event that there are less than three entries. But like I was saying, you gotta love the show. You gotta know ball. We've only got a couple of these shirts out in circulation. One belongs to Mike from Fall River, who unfortunately could not join us tonight, but he frequently wears his podcast shirt out to the bars. The people love it and they always ask him about it. So, the hope is that people can get their hands on some sweet merch. But thanks everybody for listening. Dominic, appreciate you. And Alex, appreciate you as well, man.
Yep, thank you, Dominic, for your
Thank you.
time. Thanks, Pat.
Thanks for having me.